House.
I mean, I'm not gonna talk about that, but
I mean, you can.
I might.
So you had some stuff, and you just went and picked them up from the old place you lived.
From the old spot.
I mean, you.
And we are gonna talk about that because that was kind of.
We're already talking about it.
Yeah. Are you nice? Nice. Holy shit, and welcome back.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to this little thing we called
Matt's Not Here. But we're here, we're back, and we got to figure out what to talk about.
We got to make sure we state this right away. We had a plan for today. It fell through,
yes.
So we're having to do a backup plan. So, bear with us on this episode. It's gonna.
You going to drink that right now, Matt?
Oh, god damn it,
you
Matt.
Fucking fuck.
You son of a bitch.
Give me that shit. You lose.
Sorry, Lewis was talking.
You lose soda privileges.
It's empty.
Sorry, I had to do it too. Ew, what the fuck were you drinking?
Strawberry lemonade.
Also COVID, motherfucker.
It's got the chunks in there.
Yeah, you're right.
Are you kidding?
We've already had it
at this point.
Did you not see?
Yeah,
like, if you guys didn't see Masturbator's live stream when we went over there,
please don't
weekend,
go watch it. Let's move on.
Jesus.
Anyway,
that
so,
was a rough one. But for
so
you guys who did
about,
watch it, thank you.
So sorry.
And sorry.
Please don't share it. Anyway, so yeah, let's catch up. What the fuck have we been up to? What the fuck have you guys been up to? What the fuck have our listeners been up to? Well, obviously they can't tell us this is a fucking recorded episode, but
well. I mean, you want to go first, or should I, or Matt, you want to go first?
I feel like I can go intermittently in between you two, because I had a lot of shit happen.
Yeah, so did I. Right.
I didn't have too much shit happen. I had some bad shit happen last week, but that was about it.
So, Matt's over here, like, wiping his nose with the loudest napkin he can pick up.
Fucking Del Taco napkins, and I've got a freaking, my mustache and
like,
shit's growing in.
That anyway. Reminds me of those fucking Sun Chips. Remember the bags? The Sun Chips bags were fucking crinkly as fuck. You could hear them from a mile away.
Matt, fucking A. Jesus Christ. I hope,
so I guess
I
we're doing ASMR
this
This
is a
this
fucking
week.
Nice reminder of how professional our podcast was.
Oh, we got to get back into the motion of things. We're
so
rusty.
Yeah. I guess one of the things that I guess I can mention was that I finally picked up all of my stuff, with the exception of my bed, from the old place I stayed at.
Finally.
I thought you were
going to
say all
time.
Of my playing cards.
No, that is part of it, yeah. That is part of it. There's a whole other room in this place that has a shit ton of playing cards in it.
It's full of playing cards.
But... The fun part is Matt, you
it's
came
opening
over,
the door to
Matt,
get in.
You came to help me get the stuff, and I was like, "Oh, it's only gonna be a few things," because I thought it was only gonna be a few things, but nah, it was fucking everything I owned, bagged and boxed up, and like
everything
ready to go.
Everything. Stuff that shouldn't have been bagged
stuff
and boxed
that
up
should not have been touched by anybody who wasn't me. There was a couple of stiff socks that were like, did you really pack that?
A couple of used condoms in there.
He's like, I haven't seen these socks since high school.
Right? Like, Jesus Christ, dude. You can build a fucking foundation with them. But like, so no, the fucked up thing is, right? Like,
they're harder than cement.
So Matt. It's
like your socks
Matt
cotton
Parks,
or crispy.
Right? Dude, so Matt Parks, and I'm like, all right, I was just going to get a piece of paper, which we'll maybe get into that story about the piece of paper later. And I was like, all right, let me go grab this, grab a couple things, and we'll get out of here. And like, I go up to the door, there's like four trash bags full of like old clothes and like just rent like old shoes, just a bunch of shit. And I'm like, all right, cool, here they are. And then he's like, all right, you gonna get the rest of the stuff out the room? And I'm like, oh, all right, cool. And I'm thinking, you know, a couple boxes. Nah, dude. It's we had a dolly that was stacked all the way to the top of the dolly in boxes.
Like five times.
I wheel that out and I'm like, all right, I'll be right back. And yeah, he's not lying. I made like five trips with a full dolly and then about six trips with multiple trash bags full of shit. We packed Matt's Xterra to the fucking brim with all my shit.
Like, you couldn't cram one more thing in there. You open the door, shit's falling out.
We literally had no more room. Like, I don't know how we got everything in that we got in. We got to the point where it's like, I had a couple of wetsuits and shit. Luckily, Matt had, like, storage on top of the truck.
It's like a wet storage box.
We put it in there. And then I still had shit on the floor of the passenger seat, so I had my feet up on that. And a suitcase on my lap, so Matt couldn't even see out the fucking rearview mirror. He could only use one rearview mirror the entire drive to my pad.
Fuck.
Thank God it was a straight line to my pad from the old spot. But yeah, I literally got all my shit from the old spot now, with the exception of my bed. But I can pick up my bed myself with my other story that I'll tell later. Yeah,
well, you know, that was awful nice of your dad to pack up all your shit, though. You know,
it was awful nice of that individual who I was trying to remain anonymous, Lewis.
Oops, my bad.
But yeah, it was really.
You
nice
already pointed that out.
I never once until you mentioned it.
Oh, my bad. Yeah, well, yeah, maybe you can redact that.
I mean, no, it's too late. Fuck it. I moved out my pop's house. Those of you who know the situation know
it. You've mentioned it before in the podcast.
I have in the podcast. Yeah, yeah, so. But yeah, so I got all this shit. And
trying to make me look like an asshole.
Yeah, but it worked.
Yeah. Nice try.
But yeah, no, we got all that. And fucking last thing I got to get left is the bed. And luckily that will fit in my new vehicle, which I should also marry.
Hey, yeah, that's right. Tell us about
it
that.
It should.
How big is your bed? Small?
It's a queen. Or no, shit.
I was gonna say, if it's a queen, I don't think it's fitting in there.
It's
no,
a king?
It's a king, but it's Tempur-Pedic, so I can, like, fold it.
Oh, Jesus.
Soft.
I just put it on the roof.
You're not going to be able to fit a king-size bed
do
in
you
here.
Have a do you have a roof rack on there?
No.
Then what you do is you just set it on the roof, and then you roll the windows down and tie it through
that's
the windows.
That's exactly what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
I got rope. I got 100 feet of rope in the trunk, or in the closet.
Or you can just tie it to my roof.
Or, you know, I can have you go with me, too. But that's next week. But yeah.
Well, we definitely can't tie it to my roof.
Nah.
I mean, you could.
I mean, we could.
But we're not gonna.
You just have to bust your antenna off.
Yeah, I don't have an antenna. I
thought you had an antenna on the back.
It has like a little nub.
Yeah.
No, it's,
yeah, but anyway.
It's hard plastic.
Got all
it's
that shit.
Off.
And then, yeah, for anybody,
it's like a little
for anybody listening, got a new vehicle because my old one got impounded because the police officer didn't want to listen to my story.
All right, cool. Well, you might.
And
not,
let's just put it this way.
Like this
impound
quick.
Fees.
Yeah, fine.
Yeah, yeah.
And.
Yeah, impound fees and all the other fees made it more expensive to get my old car out than it was to get a new one.
Yeah, you know what? You know what? I think you made the right choice.
So, yeah, I have like an adult car now. It's weird. I feel
so weird, dude. Like I expected kids to jump out of there. And,
bro,
and
I feel like a grown
like you drive
up
off the lot and it's like, hey, you got a couple of kids back
right,
there.
They
you got some soccer balls.
They just materialize when
yeah.
you pull off the
yeah.
lot.
I mean, it looks nice right now, but you know,
give
wait
it,
till
give
there's
it a month.
1,000 playing cards on the floorboard in the back seat.
I'm actually gonna do my best to not do that, like I did to the old one.
Dude, can we point out? That you have fucking leather seats. God damn it.
Yeah.
Summer heat.
Don't remind me, right? Let me enjoy it. We're in the winter.
No, okay. It's not bad enough that they're leather seats. They're black leather seats.
Yeah, and everything else is
fuck.
Black on the inside of that car.
That's one thing I'm glad I didn't get no. leather. Didn't have leather
look,
in mine.
Look, let me enjoy this for the winter. Can I bitch about it in the summer when you guys
I'm
are
happy
listening?
For you. Don't get me wrong. I'm completely
dude,
happy for you, but
the first
God
car,
damn it.
Dude, the first car I ever learned to drive in yeah. was an all-black car. With black leather seats, black tinted windows, in Florida. So don't tell me. I know how fucking bad it gets. I got first degree burns on my hands by getting in and grabbing the steering wheel too soon.
Yikes.
Whenever we'd have to go anywhere in the car during the summer, we'd have to open the windows or open the doors for 2 minutes, close them, roll the windows down, then close them, go sit inside for a bit, hope it didn't rain. And then come out and get in the car and go.
I've got two tricks for you. It
took us 5 minutes to go anywhere before we left.
Normally, when we remember, we do shitty advice of the week at the end of the episode.
Right.
Well, I've got some good advice
okay.
for anybody in hot temperatures and hot cars.
Move.
Yeah. No, but seriously, when you park, if you know it's going to be hot and you don't have like a visor to block your wheel or anything or your yep. windshield, just turn your wheel to where the top part is on the bottom and the bottom part's on the top. So then the hot part will be on the bottom when you turn it back straight.
Life hack.
And then to get the hot air out of the car, is it you either roll down your passenger window or one window, and then you open one door and you fan it, and it'll push all the hot air out the other direction.
Fucking A.
This life hack brought to you by
Matthew Hickam.
There you go.
All right. So.
And I'll tell you what, I've never used any of those tricks. I did the steering wheel one once.
So then how do you know they work? Thanks for giving us...
See, like, I don't have to worry about those
No,
tricks.
I tried the steering wheel one, and then I told my coworker about the door one, and it worked for her.
I have cloth seats in my car. My car is white, so it reflects all the light.
Right. You know, there was a study done, and white and silver are the most popular car colors now.
Yeah.
Because, one, it's cheaper to make, and two, obviously, the supply and demand, people buy white cars, and, you know, they're more inconspicuous, I guess. But, like, I was watching this thing about car colors. In, like, the 60s and 70s, we had those bright color cars that were, you know, and it was more popular. But at some point, if you look at the color of cars during times of, like, depression and during, like during World War II, colors were darker and more gray because they were actually saving all of their, like, everything they needed was for the war effort.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, it was just a crazy, interesting thing to me. And then if you look during, like, the economic crisis in the mid-2000s that happened, the color of cars changed then, too, like, because there's cheaper paints that people would use.
Well, then you had, like, the 70s where it's, like, you had, like, the Plymouth Barracudas right. that came in fucking, like, neon green. Fucking
bright green.
There was pink ones. Yeah. There was yellow ones. And if you think orange, about
it, during that time...
All highlight colors.
During that time, like... People had, you know, high-paying jobs. The economy was booming. So people could afford these exuberant, bright colors.
With and these then, badass cars that yeah, they paid under 10 grand for that exactly. are now going for fucking right, that are now astronomical. Fucking
$250,000 for a Jesus. Fucking 40-year-old car. Speaking of which, I saw a fucking super clean Ford T at a local diner here. Like, it looked damn near like it rolled off the fucking lot. And, you know, we go up, there's three super clean Fords. There's a Roadster, the guy took the fenders off and everything, made it the rod. And there was the clean one that didn't look molested at all. And there was another classic car next to it. And we go up, and Jennifer's like, hey, we're over there. I was like, who's like, I wonder who drives those?
Jennifer? Who's Jennifer?
I don't know who you're talking about. Who? just Matt's over here like, you fuckers, now I gotta edit.
This is season four.
The meow. It's out of the bag.
She's going to be on a fucking episode eventually.
I'm sure she will.
She'll probably be on this one if she walks to the door in a minute.
just walks in like, hey, I'm home. Welcome. We're recording. Did you not see the sign?
No, because it's not up. It's right there.
You know what? We should probably put a recording sign now. Yeah. So if she does happen to walk in the house, she knows not to walk in right away.
Anyway, to finish that story up, we go up to the diner. She's like, who owns that? And there's three old guys sitting with each other. And I'm like, those three guys right there. Like, you could just tell. Those are the three car guys. And then obviously when they left, they were all standing in front of their cars. And it was fucking like,
right on.
Fucking one of those cars is a fucking house. Worth a house.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
Yeah.
Well, it's like my dream car is probably $20 million now at least.
Jesus Christ. Jeez, what's your dream car?
McLaren cool. F1.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if I had it, I'd never drive it either. Once did in a know, while. Because it costs a ridiculous amount of money. It's like 50 you know, grand to get an oil but, change.
So did you know if you go to McLaren, right? They will do everything they can to help you buy a car, right?
Oh, yeah.
As long as you can afford it. But if you go to Ferrari, they will do everything you can to make sure you don't buy a new Ferrari.
The Ferraris are very exclusive.
So, yeah. So, Ferrari even buying is a used. Very exclusive club. They want Ferrari owners to be fucking Ferrari people. You got to know it inside and out. You got to get to know the people. You got to start going to these F1 races and hanging out with the Ferrari owners. You got to get to know these motherfuckers. Ferrari wants only Ferrari lovers to own their car. They will actively try to change your mind if you go onto a Ferrari lot if they don't know you. There's literally like a database where they're like, oh, Lewis, okay, hold on, type your name in. They yeah. don't see shit on you. They're not going to sell you the car. But if you come in, they type your name in, they see that you've been to like six of these races, you know so-and-so,
well,
you've been referred by so-and-so. They're like, cool, here's a Ferrari.
It's not
just
quite
like that,
not that.
It's not quite that extreme, depth. But there's certain Ferrari models they sell that they will not sell you unless you've already bought a Ferrari
yeah.
from them.
Yeah.
Like and are in that database.
It's fucking
so like
crazy.
Anybody that has the money can go walk in and buy like probably a Ferrari California or yeah. like, you know, something
the intro
simple.
Level Ferrari, which is still way out of our price range.
Yeah. Now you want something that's one of their flagship models, good luck.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Yeah. Crazy thing I learned like
oh, okay,
two,
right
two
on.
Days ago. Anyway, so what have you guys been up to?
I have been working on a new brand.
Would you like to talk about this?
Yeah, you can find us on Facebook and Instagram at Off Grid Overlander.
Ooh, and what is the brand about?
Okay, so it's basically we have some big plans for this. Again, it's going to be more of a outdoor camping slash overlanding 4x4.
So you're a
type of brand,
more outdoor lifestyle brand, car related.
Exactly, kind of. So, and my buddy and I that started it we're both photographers, so we're trying to bring that into this as well. So with like our plans, we're going to vlog our off-grid trips and things like that. We're going to try to do some reviews on gear and things like that,
right,
brand deals.
So I don't give a fuck what you're going to do. I just want to know what the brand's about. Like, so you're an off-roading vehicle centered brand.
This
like,
fucking guy.
Yeah.
I'm trying to say it in a polite way. Because every time every time we ask you like, what's it about? You're like, here's my plan for this. It's like, no, that's cool. I support that. What's it about?
But that's part of what it's about.
Well, he just wants the cliff notes. Is
yeah,
what he's saying.
Dog.
Just give me the cliff notes. You know, brief summary.
Give me the elevator pitch, and we're going from the first floor to the third floor.
Yeah. So we would like to have products as well. So also sell things, not just be like
Bing,
this.
We're up to second floor.
Sorry. This brand and stuff. We want to sell stuff, so we're starting off with patches,
cool.
Morale patches,
cool.
Stickers. We'd like to do clothes. Maybe make custom parts
the third
for
floor.
Cars.
And
oh, but now the door won't open. Fuck.
Cool.
Yep. So that
and the emergency button's broken.
Basically, end goals though would be to have a shop, build up trucks, things like that. Do some giveaways where we give away trucks that are built up.
Do you have a truck to give away right now?
Fuck no. That'll be later down the line.
About that?
But we do have some brand deals and stuff coming.
About that then.
Could we have a what's it called again? What's your brand again?
Off-grid Overlander.
Yeah, that just rolls right off the tongue.
I honestly like
off-grid
that.
Overlander. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Can we have off-grid Overlander be one of the sponsors for Matt's Not Here podcast?
Sure.
Meaning you're going to give us free shit when you have it?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I have stickers down the street.
So I give you guys free shit, so.
It's only fair.
Yeah. No, for sure.
But I just don't give my stickers out to people with Jeeps. I'm just kidding.
Wow.
I would totally
all right,
do
look,
that.
Look, of the three of us here,
I'm just kidding.
You and I can at least go on a trail. He can start the trail. Where he gets stuck, I can go maybe 200 yards further, and then Matt, you can just keep going.
It's accurate. It's pretty goddamn accurate.
My vehicle at least
it depends on the trail, but yeah,
my vehicle at least looks like it can go off road.
But as we discussed just a couple of days ago. I don't feel like going really off-grid anyway because like having toilets.
Running water
and running
is
great water
when you're camping. Matt's over here like, I'm going to dig a hole and shit in it.
It's so easy and so quick. Like it's.
Yeah, but then you got to pack it out.
Not your shit.
Yeah, your shit.
No.
What you pack in, you got to pack out.
No, you don't have to pack your shit out.
Yes, you do.
You have to pack in your toilet paper that you wiped your shit with.
Oh, yeah. That's right. That's my bad. You got.
Yeah, there's rules with shit.
You got to bury your shit, but you got to. Take the toilet paper with you.
It can't be near any water crossings, streams, anything like that. You know, it's got to be
right.
At least 6 inches in the ground. Which sucks in Death Valley because the ground's so fucking hard and rocky. It's like you sit there for 10, 15 minutes trying to dig a fucking hole.
The majority of your time is spent digging a shithole.
A literal shithole.
A literal shithole. Which is why...
In a shithole.
Which is why you just got to get the fucking 5-gallon bucket adapter.
At Home Depot and a toilet seat and just plop it on top.
They have clip-on toilet seats now that have like a bag holder. So like it clips on the bucket. You sit on the bucket, you do your business, and it's already bagged up. You just seal it, tie it off, pack it out.
There you go, Lewis. Doggy bags for you.
Bork. Asshole.
But that is where shit comes
that's
from.
That's a Patreon exclusive, you motherfucker.
But,
you can't tease that.
But yeah, tease.
Well, I mean, no,
tease
away. Tease away, but don't mention anything about it.
But yeah, so cool. I don't know where the fuck we were going with this.
Yeah, so that's basically what I've been doing. And then also helping my buddy prep his shop for the opening.
Right
so
on. What's the opening?
And working on your truck.
We're probably you guys aren't gonna this the event's already gonna have happened by the time we talk about this right now because
so what
this isn't
event
gonna release
already
Monday.
Happened?
So Crazy Smoke and Liquor are two different stores that my friend
sounds
owns.
Sounds like a party.
Hey.
But Crazy Smoke, it's a smoke shop, vape shop. They sell all kinds of stuff, really good prices on glass, but they're they just had this event Saturday. Obviously,
this is
released Monday, so
Crazy Smoke sounds like a SoundCloud rapper to me. Just
right?
Saying.
I have a friend
does.
That I know named Smoke Stacks that's a rapper.
Like, yo, dog, check out my mixtape.
Like, nah.
Oh, jeez.
But yeah, other than that, I mean, same old stuff pretty much. So, cool, Lewis, right on. What have you been up to?
Me?
Yes, yeah. You.
I probably had the most boring month off. Oh, actually, no. No, I can't say that because... No, it was pretty goddamn boring. I didn't do shit. Other than my car getting impounded because fucking tow truck drivers are assholes.
Dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, can we talk about this for a second?
Like, and getting a ticket in the same goddamn week.
Most tow truck drivers are like...
What?
Yeah, I got it. Well, it's a parking ticket, but still, it's like, fuck.
It's like $40 probably.
48.
It still sucks.
It's still money that I shouldn't be fucking spending. But
yeah, most tow truck drivers are like hard-ass sons of bitches who are also massive pieces of shit.
Oh, yeah. No, the thing is, look, I ran into my apartment, right?
Okay.
Literally, just ran in real quick. I left my car idling outside. Not idling.
Where did you
park? It was technically parked, but...
Were the hazards flashing?
No, I didn't have the hazard flashing.
See,
that's
dude,
what did it.
That's your park anywhere key. That's your park anywhere button.
Because the thing is, I've done it so many times. And
always turn the
that they just got fed up with it and finally towed your ass.
Always turn them.
I always
on.
Leave it out there real quick. I run in, I run back out.
And they were like,
I'm good.
Fuck this guy today.
Yeah, well, it's never more than like 30 seconds.
Right.
This time it was 45.
Bruh.
This time apparently it was a little too long.
Them motherfuckers are quick though. They can hook your shit up in like fucking
yeah,
15
as
seconds.
I walk out, my car's gone. I'm like, fuck. And then I look to my right and there he is pulling it away. And I catch up to him. I'm like, dude, come on, man. Just fuck. Like,
nope.
Work with me here.
Fuck.
He's like, no, I don't care. He's like, you were in a fire lane. I'm like, dude, come on, man. I ran into my apartment. I just ran for like 30 seconds. He's like, doesn't matter. I'm taking your car. You want your car back? Go get it back at the lot. Yep. Here's my card.
Piece
I'm like,
shit.
You son of a bitch.
Yeah, once they hook it up, it doesn't even matter if it's on the truck. Once they're freaking...
Once they hook it up, they hold all the fucking keys. Like,
yeah, usually you got to pay them $40. Sometimes
they
they'll lower
do,
it.
They don't even do that, dude.
If you find one, a lot
of them
are, oh, pocket the
yeah,
$40.
The $40 and take off, which is, you know, it's whatever. Dude, I had one come out to unlock my car for me because I locked the keys in my car. And I'm, like, working on it with a coat hanger. And I'm just waiting for the cops to pull up because I know they're coming. Cops pull up. I give them my ID. They run the tags. They see it's my car, so I'm good. I'm going to keep working on this. They're like, all right, well, we have to call a tow truck to open it for you. And I was like, fuck. All right, call them. So I'm working on it. The guy comes out here, and I'm like, yo, I know exactly what you're going to do. Like, I did exactly this for, like, 3 years working at the swap meet. People would lock their keys in their car, and they'd come to the shop next to me. My pops was a locksmith. And he'd send me out to go pop open people's cars. I'd spent 3 years doing it. I can open damn near any car with the right tool.
Right.
With a coat hanger, I can't.
Yeah, you gotta finagle it. Take some finesse.
Pain in the ass.
Yeah, definitely takes a little more finesse.
So the guy comes out and I'm like, dude, I'll give you $40 cash right now. You hand me that Slim Jim, you turn your back, I'll open this up. He's like, sorry, I can't do it. And I'm like, $40 cash, no questions asked. I know how to do it. It's gonna take you 5 seconds. Sorry, I can't do it. I got the call. And fucking... pops it open in 3 seconds, turns around, hands me a bill for $65. I'm just like, you fucking piece of shit. And the fucked up thing is he's gonna get probably like a third of that. Not even, you know, the rest of it's going to the tow yard. I'm like, you could have had $40 cash in your pocket, but
nope.
The cop wouldn't have gave a fuck. The cop told me to do it too.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, that's why I want to buy a Slim Jim. They're kind of hard to find though.
They are. And what's fucked up is if you get stopped with it...
Oh, yeah, you can't have that in your car.
And you don't have a locksmithing license, you automatically get charged with attempted burglary. No questions asked. Like, if you have a lockpicking set on you and you're not a licensed locksmith, it doesn't matter what you're doing. You could be in church praying. You get charged with attempted burglary.
Yeah, you can have them at home, but the moment you carry them around with you...
Because you have the tools, it's attempted burglary no matter what. I wanted to walk around with some of my pops. Was like, dude, don't do that. Because if you get stopped, it's this job. I was like, oh, shit, for real? I was like, yeah, if you want to carry them, get licensed as a locksmith.
Yeah.
It's like a butterfly knife. You can have it at home, but the moment you carry it on you, you're fucked.
Yep.
Oops, I guess I should get it out of the car then.
Yeah, you should take it out of
your car.
My
bad. Yeah.
I was going to say, fine, I'll get it out of the car and leave it here, but that's probably not a good idea.
Yeah, you should.
No.
All right, why don't you guys trust me with sharp objects?
Because...
Because then he'd be missing a finger like you are, Lewis.
Yeah. Okay, fuck like, you, first like, of all. I'm like, not missing any fingers.
Like, of, you're of ruining the illusion of the first season. Of the three people on the show, right? Lewis, you have 9 fingers. Matt and I have 10. And I've actually played with knives before. Like actually played with them. So I'm more qualified than you, you 9-fingered son of a bitch.
Okay.
You guys, on next episode, we'll tell you how many toes he has.
10.
You ruined it.
I mean, we could have hyped that up.
Oh, fuck you.
It's an interesting episode so far.
Honestly, aside from that, nothing really happened. I had like a week off from work. Cause
you got a ticket, right?
Yeah, it was paid, though. What?
Ticket, right?
Yeah, he said he took care
speaking
of
to the microphone.
Got a ticket.
There you go.
Yeah, we mentioned that.
Yeah, I got a ticket. And no, the cool thing was I went to go visit my sister, and I parked in the same spot I always park every time I go visit her. And I saw the ticket, and I'm like, son of a bitch, are you kidding me? Because I just finished telling her, like, my car got impounded and everything. And,
oh, shit.
And then I send her a picture. I'm like, look at this shit. Like, you're not going to believe this shit. And she's like, oh, my God, that sucks. I'm like, yeah, well, whatever. It is what it is. And she texts me back a little bit. Like, maybe a couple minutes later, she's like, okay, don't worry about that ticket. I just paid it.
Oh.
I'm like, oh.
Nice.
I'm like, so that's cool.
Aw, that's a good sister.
Yeah, you know, so. She definitely made my night.
Right on.
Lewis gets pulled over. You have 2 parking tickets that are paid.
Well, you know what?
That's a terrible criminal record. That's it. We're right? Searching your car. You have
drugs. You know what sucks is I had actually just paid 2 parking tickets.
Fuck.
Yeah, it was $100 or something like that.
Ouch.
But it's fine because I had my my refund. So I was like, eh, no big deal. $100.
Still
whatever.
Waiting on mine. Should have mine by the end of the week.
Oh, the tax refund?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Why should I have it? Because I filed it.
No, why are you just barely getting it? Did you file late or something?
Yeah, I didn't get it done until like...
I can't file.
Well, you need to have a job to file.
Yeah.
Hey!
No, I made...
Wait.
I made a good amount. It was just...
I'm sorry, you made... what happened?
2019 taxes. When I go to file my taxes this year, you know, for the last tax season of the last year, you have to put your gross income or whatever the income was. I put that number in, and it is exact to what it was in 2019 on doing the 2020, and it says it's invalid. It doesn't match. And I have the fucking documentation
like
from
fraud.
The IRS, and I'm like, look, this number match it. Like, what? It's like something with the system. So I got to call, try to get a hold of somebody and get that sorted.
Sounds like Matt's committing fraud.
It sounds to me like you keep getting shafted by all these different...
Yeah.
What do you use?
What do you use?
I used TurboTax this time.
That's what I used. That's what I used last time. This year and last year, and I loved it.
Yeah, so that's what I've always used. I used TaxAct 1 year, and the TaxAct sucks.
I'm just bummed I'm getting less this year than I am last year because I fucking got shafted on a couple of investments.
I did file my taxes. Like, I filed my taxes back in January, and when I filed them through TurboTax, I put in all my information. Right, they had all my information from last year, so it's really just a matter of putting in my info from this year.
That's a couple of clicks.
And it was a couple of clicks. I just put in my gross income for the year. What is it? Gross, is it?
Yeah.
Or net?
No, it's gross.
Gross.
Whichever it is.
You're gross.
His money's dirty.
I put in my gross income.
Money. Right.
And mind you, I was off for like a month. I didn't do any overtime. So my income was actually lower. And when it showed it, I was like, cool, I'm going to be getting more back this year. Nice. And then it's like, did you receive a stimulus or unemployment? Like, yes. I put in my unemployment amount, dropped.
Yeah.
Like, son of a bitch.
You got that tax money back already.
Yeah.
See, with unemployment, I didn't take the taxes out of that big lump sum I got. So I had to file a 1099 or whatever for that.
Oh, no, I made sure I took the taxes out of that. I didn't want to have
which
to fucking
wasn't
deal
a big deal.
Shit.
Like, I was still going to make a couple $100. They wanted me to pay a fuck ton, though, because I didn't have medical. Because I signed up for it, but then they stuck me with Kaiser, and the rates were like way higher than I paid the previous year for way lower, shittier health care because I made like $2,000 more that year.
Damn.
And I was like, I'm not paying this. Because it's like, I will literally pay a monthly fee that's like $30-$40 for health care, right? And when I go to the doctor, I still have to pay for everything out of pocket. So it's like, why am I paying for insurance when the insurance doesn't cover anything? But I put in there that what was it that I had some, what's the words that they use when you have problems throughout the year?
Hardships? Issues?
Hardships, yeah. And I was like, for January, February, March, April, May. And they're like, oh, okay, you're exempt from the fees from the not having medical. And I'm like, cool.
Nice.
Sweet.
But, yeah, so I don't know. We'll see.
One thing I did
learn
this year is it helps if you really keep your donation shit and, like, you donate.
Right.
So, like, I donated a ton this year in the moving process, right?
Right.
Kept all the donation things. And then it gets to that point where it's like, you know, how much have you donated? Have you, you know, the max is like $300. I donated about $300 worth of shit, probably more.
But it's got to be over the 12.5 or whatever, doesn't it, in order for it to go itemized? Because you either go with your...
Right, but you got to donate a shit ton to get to that point.
Exactly.
And you got to donate...
That's why I don't do itemized.
Well, and you got to donate actual, like, cash, you know, stuff, or like, you know, real, like, donations where you're like, here's $200.
You paint an abstract painting and then donate it to a college for, say...
Well,
$40,000.
Yeah, but it's the only painting. Of course it's going to be worth $40,000. But yeah, no, I got that and was like, cool. Like, it's $300. I'm like, cool, here's your $300 back. And I was like, fucking right on. Thank you.
Just lie to the IRS like I do. I mean, nothing.
Well, I mean, look, I've got my four dependents. You guys have met all four of my kids.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Jimmy, Johnny, Jamesy, and Philip.
I'm so glad those socials that you got down in Santa Ana all worked out for you.
Yo, dude, yeah. So am I, man.
You're welcome.
And the ID I got down in TJ looks legit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You got to go back, though, because you need the real ID here soon. Yeah. So I heard they're charging like $20 more to make one of those.
I got one of those notices in the mail that I need to renew my license, and it's like, would you like to get your real ID? Fuck.
Mine expires in 10 days.
What?
Yeah, well, if you want to travel within the U.S., you have to have a real ID.
Yeah, even from state to state.
Like a real ID, like a...
So what you do is you go down to the DMV, and you have to provide, like, your social, you have to provide more forms of ID, and then they give you that real ID stamp on your ID.
So are you saying, like, this isn't a real ID anymore?
No.
I'm confused.
It's almost like a passport tied into your ID, but not quite.
Pretty much, yeah.
It's like, what they're doing is they're tying your social security number into your license.
What Orwellian shit do we have going on now?
Yeah, I think by, what is it, October or something this year?
October, by October.
You're not going to be able to go across state lines via a plane without having a real ID.
You can still drive
across
state lines, but if you want to fly anywhere, even if it's in the continental United States.
You want to fly to Vegas? Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, you have to have a real ID.
So
much for land of the fucking free.
And I don't think that you can
tell
just
me about it.
Apply for it online because you have to go in and provide all these documents. You but can't. I heard during COVID right now that
give
people were getting them online somehow.
Microphone's right there.
I think. I was looking at you because
Matt.
You can hear me.
No, I can't.
I can hear myself, so.
Yeah, it's because you're talking.
You're the one fucking
talking.
I can hear it in my headphones.
No. You're hearing it in yourself. You're not hearing it in your headphones.
These are noise canceling. I can't hear anything
then
outside
of this.
I'm
just going to talk like this. Do you understand how I sound like this? That's how you sound, fool.
Yeah,
look,
I can still hear
fucking,
you in here.
Talking to the fucking microphone. That's what I'm saying. Mr. Audio Expert over here who tries to school us and everything still can't fucking use a mic, right?
Yeah, these are...
But you're not doing the editing and it sounds fine every episode, doesn't it?
These are dynamic mics.
I don't listen to our podcast.
These are dynamic mics. They're directional. They're not condenser.
I know, but even when I turn my head, I'm 2 inches away from it.
See,
you
that's
can still
fine.
Hear it.
That's fine. I can hear it just fine.
Exactly.
But when you're facing me,
yeah, you were more
that's
than 2
different.
Inches the last few times.
That is way... That
that's
is
not
way
2
different.
Inches.
3 inches.
Your girlfriend's lying to you, bro.
Good. She'll tell me 3 inches, and I know it's a good solid 7.
Oh,
wait. So you got a girlfriend?
No.
Oh, that's his name.
Fuck.
Oh.
Nope.
You had us going there for a second.
Damn it.
Oh, well.
But, yeah, real ID, that shit sucks, and that shit's bullshit, and good luck getting an appointment at the DMV.
Oh, dude.
I'm going to have to get a regular one
I sat on
the
fucking phone for like 2 hours. It was ridiculous. But anyway, you guys ready for a little commercial break?
Let's take a sponsor break.
Let's do that.
All right. All right, and we're back.
I was getting ready to say
that.
I
was so ready for that.
Oh, jeez.
Hey, guys, we're back.
All right, guys, and we're back.
I want to give a big shout out to... our sponsor
Anchor. I'm just kidding, you guys
sponsor,
just heard that
thanks for fucking that up, Matt. I had a fucking bit that I was trying to do. Anyway,
were you trying to be Barack Obama for a second there? What's going on?
I was kind of going for the airplane pilot sort of
thing.
We're officially arriving in Houston at 6:30. Our flying time will be 1 hour and 45 minutes at a cruising altitude of about 36,000 feet.
Oh my God, turbulence.
Feet. Anyway, a massive shout out to our sponsor,
Zombie Killer Clothing.
Yep.
Follow them on Instagram at
Confessions of a Zombie Killer.
No, that's
no, that's their Facebook. Facebook. So Zombie Killer
clothing on
Instagram. On Instagram, my bad.
Confessions of a Zombie Killer
on Facebook.
Yep.
And again, I'm gonna keep plugging them until I see someone rocking them. Get their new fucking shoes, man. They look sick.
Oh, those things look fucking sick.
Somebody buy them for us. Somebody go out there and buy their shoes for the three of us.
If somebody really loves this podcast, and you want to see us wear some really fly shoes, you know.
I'm a size 10.
Nine and a half for me. You know.
Matt?
If they run big, I'm an 11. If they run normal, I'm a 12. If they run small, I'm a 13.
If you're in Europe, you're a size 20.
Right. If I'm in Europe, it's a 72.6.
If I'm in Europe, I'm a 437.33.
Kilos.
Kilos?
I don't know. Fucking 14 stone, whatever.
14 stone?
That's how they measure shit out there with stone.
Stupid.
Like, you're not 142 pounds, geez. You're like 8 stone.
And if it's in Japan, I'm a quadruple jumbo.
Fucking extra triple, large.
Super
extra.
Happy fun time.
Hey. Anyway, yeah.
If we have any listeners in Japan, we're sorry.
We're not, but we are.
We're not.
We are totally not sorry.
We are sorry.
And then I guess I will plug this. I guess it's, you know, hey, October comes. Zombie Killer has an awesome event coming up, but it's not till October. We're in the process of getting everything together and planning it. I'm doing a very special show. That's all I can say about it right now.
I'll say one more thing. It's going to be spooktacular.
Yes.
Spook fucking tastic.
It's October. Anyway, so
before we went on a break,
we were talking random shit. Let's talk some more random shit.
Exactly. Let's continue.
Definitely talk more random shit, but let's go ahead and discuss the future of this season, what we have in store.
Oh, that's
you guys could do that.
That's a great idea. So
I'll get on some random shit.
We do have, obviously, some interviews lined up.
Thanks,
we've got Jamie. We've got our seasonally interview with Nasty coming up.
Yeah. He was supposed to be this one, but we had some issues.
So he will be either episode 2 or 3. We're working that out right now. And then we're going to bring back the short horror recommendation of the week is coming back this season.
Yeah.
We don't have one this week because, to be honest, I watched a couple short horror films, and the only one that comes to mind right now is actually a full length movie. You know what? I'm just going to recommend it. It's a full-length movie. It's called Clown.
Okay.
Very, very imaginative title. It's about a evil clown suit that
I've seen that.
Yeah, you saw that one, right? Where the guy puts it on for his kid's birthday.
And slowly he starts becoming
ensues.
This evil clown.
Yeah.
It's like a very scary Santa Claus.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah. It's more or less.
Yeah. But it was cool. I dug it. And the only reason I'm suggesting that one's because I just saw a little pop up hey, you should watch this movie, last night, and I was like, oh shit, I remember that one. So if you want to go check that one out, please do. I don't have the suggestion for next week because I'm still currently looking. I'm building the library. I will have a movie next week, and then I'm going to try to give you guys a heads up. Gazoon tight.
Thank you.
Gonna try to give everyone a heads up. Next week we're gonna be watching this one so that everyone can watch it together. I think it would be kind of a cool little spin as opposed to last season. Last season where we talked about afterwards, we can kind of watch it together. Is the plan. And then if you guys liked it, you can send in a voice clip to Matt's Not Here on Anchor and give us your thoughts on the movie. They will be short horror movies that I hopefully find on YouTube to make them easy for everyone to find. I know I have a list that we've gone through, so I'm going to see if I may have checked everything off on that list last season. I'm not sure. But yeah, look forward to that. That's going to be a fun thing. And if you haven't already, sign up for Shudder. You get a month free if you use lockdown code. And then for that month, we can do free movie reviews with everybody. If you don't have it, Whatever. I'm going to try to do maybe one or two Shudder recommendations every other episode or so.
And if hashtag you not sponsored.
And if you haven't got Shudder before, I think Shudder offers a free trial by themselves. Yeah. So you can get that trial. And then I think there, if you have an Amazon Prime account, you can get another free month.
And then if you use the code Lockdown, you can get another free month. And you've essentially hacked the system to get 3 months free of Amazon.
And then you just
Shudder.
Keep changing your emails and using different.
Yeah, just.
And if you borrow your buddy's login, you get it indefinitely.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Let me know if you ever need to log back in.
I'm already logged in.
And thank you for Hulu.
Hulu, you're welcome. So, yeah. You know, we help each other out
here. That's, you know, we here at Matt's Not Here collectively have Hulu, Shudder, and Disney. And each of us are only paying for one of those things.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm paying for Disney, Prime, Netflix.
Right, yeah. Right. But what I'm saying is, like, I have Disney, Hulu, and Shudder. I'm only paying for one of those. Matt, you've got Disney, Hulu, and Shudder. You're only paying for one of those. Well, shut up. Yeah. Sell the illusion.
Actually, no, I do now. Lewis,
I have Disney.
Right? The login.
Cool.
Yeah. I have Disney, Shudder, Netflix, Hulu, Amazon Prime.
How many of them are you actually paying for?
One.
Voodoo, Sony Crackle.
I'm only paying for Hulu.
You know, it's crazy. Like, we went from that era where it's like cable bills were fucking exuberant prices.
They still are.
And then we're like, we need to get away from this. So we got away from cable and got these streaming things. But now our bills are all back up to the same because we've got like a million cable things. But now, but then people are doing what we're doing. And we're like, hey, I'll give you this login if you give me that login.
Yeah. Since we're still on the topic of kind of films, horror films and stuff, which kind of is part of the zombie killer topic.
Yes.
I figured I'd ask a good question.
Okay.
Fire away. What would be your weapon of choice in a zombie apocalypse?
Oh. Zombie apocalypse weapon of choice.
Man.
That's a tough one. You know, if you think about it, like you get a gun of some sort, and now you gotta worry about maintenance, mm-hmm. keep it oiled, keep it clean, and finding ammunition. If you get some sort of hitting implement, you've got to get up close and personal.
Right.
So I gotta go with some sort of melee weapon just because it doesn't run out and it's, you know, a somewhat long, maybe a long stick with a knife attached to it. I forget the name of it, but
a spear?
No, there's a name for it. It's an ancient, like, I don't want to say ninja weapon, but it's definitely was more prominent with like samurai. Basically a long like spear with an arrowhead or a sharp object at the end, and then cloth on it actually to hide the motion of it, and then they were just fucking people up from afar, and that'd be something I would use.
Sounds like something that would be in the Ripley's vault.
Yeah, let's just fucking call it a spear.
Spear, okay. I'll call it a broom. I'll call it what it actually will be. It'll be a broomstick with a knife I taped on.
Hell yeah.
I think a sword would be good. A light katana or something, even a machete.
Oh, yeah, the Shetty Spectrum.
Machete would work.
Something just light and hack and slash.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I would go with.
Well, machete's more of a hacking.
Yeah, you're not going to slash. Weapon, you just got to aim for the head, hack, boom, move to the next, and hope it doesn't get stuck in the skull.
Yeah. So I'd probably go with something that's meant to slice.
So like a katana.
Yeah.
So it'll move through the skull.
Yeah.
I feel like
chop limbs off.
Yeah. I feel like
so
machete will get stuck.
If we're talking long range, you know, I'd probably get something that would just spray.
Yeah, spray and pray.
Yeah,
I'm leaning more towards like a Winchester bolt action.
Well, you want accuracy, yeah. I mean, you're trying to do one at a time for sure.
I feel like I'm a pretty decent shot, and I'd be able to, you know, pop out the sunroof on the car, cruise at a nice slow pace. Let me pick them off while we go.
That works. You know?
I feel like that would work. How about you, Matt?
I'm 240 Bravo.
Wow, you have really thought about this. No. I mean, where are you going to get it?
You just go loot a military base, you know?
Right, just like everyone else had already planned.
Okay, if we're looting military bases, I'm getting an AA-12.
No. No. How many other people have that plan? You know what happens during the actual zombie apocalypse? I sit my happy ass right here. I wait 30 days for everyone else to fuck that shit up, and then I go pick up the scraps. Because you know everyone else already has that plan. Right. They're going
to
go down there.
My plan is to get the fuck away from everything.
Right, that too.
But if it's a hypothetical, I mean, let's say you were somehow able to break into a military base.
Then fucking of course I'm going to do that, but...
What would you take?
Whatever the fuck I could get my hands on.
Like me, I told you, I'd take an AA-12.
Everything I can get my hands on.
AA-12.
M4, M16?
No, AA-12.
Anything I can get.
Reliable motherfuckers.
Honestly, the biggest things I'd go for is food, medical supplies, and ammunition.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I could give a fuck less about the gun. You get all that, you basically have apocalypse money. You can bargain until somebody with a gun and ammunition shoots you and takes it all.
Right on.
All right.
Next question, please.
Next question. Oh, so we're doing the question things again.
I guess so. I mean, hey, look.
All right. Who do you think, which musician do you think would make the best teacher?
I feel like John Mayer would be a great substitute.
Jack Black.
No.
I feel like John Mayer would be a great substitute teacher.
School of Rock, no?
Sure. But,
Get out.
it depends on what school you're teaching at.
What subject?
Yeah, what subject?
I'm assuming music.
If we're talking like
Dave Grohl.
Dave Grohl for sure.
Yeah.
Beethoven would probably be a great sign language teacher.
Wow. What the fuck?
He's deaf.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, that's a hard one.
Yeah. I'm trying to think.
Are we talking like general ed teacher?
Yeah, I'm trying to think because I know there's some musicians who have like killer educations that people don't,
you know, it's
relate
funny
to them
this,
but I can't remember any of those.
It's funny this gets brought up because there's a band called All or Nothing HC or All or Nothing Hardcore, and one of the band members I think is either a principal of a school,
right,
like a middle school or something, and the other one of the other band members is a teacher there.
Huh.
And like, yeah. I went on YouTube, listened to one of their or saw one of their music videos like when I was in like high school or something, and there's like comments, oh, that's my whatever teacher and blah blah blah, and like, yeah, and then I look into them, and sure enough, they're actual
educational
teachers, and they play in a punk band. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, and that's the thing that I think is like the funniest part is like a lot of people are like think that these musicians, that's the only thing they do, and it's like, nah, dude. Like these, like a lot of musicians have like day jobs because music,
especially right now,
music's fucking
not. Music isn't always going to pay the bills, you know?
Right, like now, dude. If you toured for a living, last year fucked you.
Oh yeah.
But yeah. I don't know. I feel like,
or if you do magic for a living, you
right?
know,
you're
last
fucked.
Year definitely fucked you.
You're goddamn right. It did.
Yeah.
I feel like John Mayer would be a great substitute though. Yeah.
John Mayer seems like he'd be very chill.
Good English teacher.
So,
but I'd want Dave Grohl. Fuck it.
There
I'd
you
still
go.
Want Dave Grohl.
I'll still take Jack Black.
I feel like Dave Grohl would be a good PE teacher.
Now, if we're talking like a gym teacher, Jason Momoa.
Of course.
But he's not a musician.
I said gym teacher.
Yeah,
but
he
the
said,
question, was,
the question
musician.
Was musician. Which
oh,
musician?
Musician.
Fucker. All right,
Henry
fuck
Rollins.
Good choice.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Because you know that motherfucker would be a big time fucking gym.
And he'd be super nice.
So, with that,
mm-hmm.
segueing into the next question.
Okay.
What do you guys think is the most annoying instrument?
Clarinet.
Ooh. Most annoying instrument?
I'm going to have to go with kazoo or recorder.
I'm going
to
go with the clarinet because SpongeBob.
What about the, you know, the plastic recorders?
Yeah,
those
but
are
I
those are
on,
pretty. Those are pretty annoying.
It's a flute. It's a shitty flute.
Yeah,
I rocked on one of those.
I wouldn't even go as far as calling
it a
flute.
I can kill
twinkle,
hot cross buns on that bitch.
Little star.
I can kill hot cross buns on a fucking recorder.
Oh fuck yeah, we could all do that at one point.
Right, we all rocked that shit in fifth grade.
Want to know the most annoying instrument in the world? Give me a violin, or a harmonica.
What?
No, dude, violins.
No, violins sound amazing.
I said, give it to me.
Oh, yeah, because
you
fucked that shit up.
You can't play. Yeah.
I can't play the violin. I did that in fourth grade, and it was like...
Yeah, violins are the most beautiful sounding things if you know what the fuck you're doing.
Like Lindsey Stirling.
You know, I can't think of any instruments right now.
Wasn't there like a rock band with a violin player?
There's a lot.
Maybe, perhaps, if you don't know how to play it, bagpipes.
I like bagpipes.
If you know how to play them...
Bless you.
And
very
same rarely have I heard anybody
bagpipes,
know how to play them right.
Beautiful.
Right.
But a lot of people can't.
If you don't
and
know what the
just,
fuck you're doing.
Just...
Well, the same could be said about any instrument. Let's be honest.
That's true. That's true.
If you don't know how to play it, it's going to sound fucking
like
terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you guys heard Lewis play guitar? This guy can actually play guitar.
Yeah, he's actually pretty
good. No. I don't know how to play guitar. I don't know what you're talking about.
Why are you gonna hide that? Why don't you want anyone to know that you can play guitar?
I mean, look, I'm an amateur guitarist at best.
You can strum.
No, I'm a hobby guitarist.
You can strum
at best. I can strum and
right.
I can play a few chords.
You're the guy who we hand the guitar to.
And I can bust out a few solos, but that's about it.
You're who we give the guitar to when we're camping.
Yeah.
Kumbaya, yeah, bitches.
We need to get him a ukulele.
We fucking
no,
do.
No, fuck you.
Please, everyone donate $1 to my Facebook. And
you know, we'll ukulele is actually harder to play.
Yeah, because it's shorter. My buddy can play one.
You're used to playing short things.
My buddy got one. And why are you being so rude today? Jesus Christ, man.
Look, we take a month off. We take a month off and he comes back as a fucking bully.
Dude.
What the fuck's up with that?
Fucking check your ego,
bro. Fuck, bro. Relax.
Look, your name is
We still got
podcast.
Fucking 12 more episodes to go.
Right? You don't gotta get all the burns out in an episode.
I was saving the iPhone 1 for next episode.
I know this is called the Matt's Not Here podcast.
Like,
that doesn't mean
first and all,
you literally not have to be here because we'll kick you the fuck out.
Really?
We did half the first episode ever without you.
I mean,
you want to? I mean, are you trying to get out of the Matt's Not Here podcast?
No,
is that what's going on here?
No, I'm not.
Good, because we don't know what we'd do without you. We need your smarts.
We could do this without him.
We could.
We'd be all right. No, we'd be fine.
We did a whole entire...
Oh, no, wait. We need his computer. Never mind.
We need
you.
An editor. We love you, Matt.
We need you. Stay. Please stay.
Just drop him straight in the phone.
What? Why does he always want to bring up the iPhone? Yeah, for all you listening, I got an iPhone 12.
I didn't bring up the iPhone. I said drop him in the phone to edit.
Yeah.
No, but he did mention an iPhone. He did mention he was going to talk shit on my iPhone.
But he said
That's later, so
save it.
I got an iPhone 12.
If his battery lasts until next episode.
Probably won't.
Oh, fuck all right. You.
So, next motherfucking subject.
Give
please
me another
be
one,
something
please.
About... telephones. Please be something about telephones.
No. Telephones? No, don't let it be anything about telephones.
Don't choose one. Just fucking something. Just so that we can keep the listeners entertained for the first episode back of season 4 of Matt's Not Here. I know it's been a while, and they miss us, and this is the stupidity that they miss, which is fucking weird.
Can I bring up one thing?
No.
What? Okay, never mind.
No, go ahead. What?
No, go ahead. Bring it up.
You mentioned something earlier about getting the listeners involved.
Yes.
I have this idea, and if you guys... want this to happen,
okay,
let us know in the comments, send us a message, whatever.
Message us on Anchor. If you click the link in our Instagram, you can
right,
go to us and send
right,
us a voice
or go on our Instagram and drop us a message.
What's our Instagram again?
Matt's Not Here podcast.
There you go.
Yep.
Go ahead and search us. We're thinking about doing this idea. In studio, we have these mugs with the Matt's Not Here logo.
Yeah.
They were made by one of our listeners, Yoli. So big shout out to Yoli. She made us these amazing beer mugs, and what we'd like to do is have you guys drink along with us. If you guys feel like this is something you'd like to do, let us know. I'll start production on them.
We can get you guys some mugs, offer them at a very reasonable rate.
Very
and,
reasonable.
And you guys can have some beers or sodas or waters or root beers, whatever the fuck you drink, along with us.
Yeah, right on. I think it'd be fun.
It'd be great.
For season 4.
Yeah. You know.
Start it off right. So if that's something you guys are on board with, let us know.
Yeah.
And we'll start production on them.
So yeah. Matt, was that enough stalling for you to find what you were looking for?
Yeah, I got some questions for you guys now.
Good, because I didn't know where the fuck else I was going with that.
What word is spelled incorrectly in every single dictionary?
Incorrectly?
There you go. He got it.
Oh, all right. Here. What starts with an E and only has one letter in it?
E.
It's more than one. What starts with E?
Uh-huh.
And only has one letter in it.
Huh? What starts with?
Come on, you're gonna drop a riddle like that and then not have one?
It was a fucking. I gave me the answer right here.
What starts with E?
And has one letter in it.
Envelope.
There you go.
Wow, that was good. There you go.
I heard that one the other day, and I was like, as soon as the guy asked it, I thought about it for like 2 seconds. I'm like, oh, envelope. But the guy that like he was asking just couldn't get it, and it's crazy to me that like how pressure like that makes thinking of shit like that a lot more difficult. Like,
yeah,
it's wild.
What goes up and down but can't move?
An elevator,
but can't move.
An elevator clearly moves.
Yeah, my bad. I don't know what.
Yeah, it's clearly a broken escalator.
Son of a bitch.
No, I'm just kidding. It's stairs, but that's essentially
a
broken escalator.
Same thing. That was good. All right.
Hey, what gets wetter as it dries?
A towel.
Hey.
Yeah. What goes up but never down?
My ego.
I was going to say your age.
Oh, yeah, that too.
My debt.
Want a hug?
I'm good.
Oh, God. Yo, we should do, I know we're kind of doing it right now, but like maybe a couple riddles every episode or something. I think it'd be interesting.
Yeah. That'd be kind of maybe fun something new to try out.
Yeah.
We'll let our listeners decide. Let us know what you guys think.
Yeah.
Should we do this or not?
Should we? Should we not? Do you even care?
Are you listening? Are you even out there?
I don't think they're listening.
Oh, my God. Who are we doing this for? Okay, I don't Matt, know. You're looking at me like you got something.
They're kind of shit. I have one head, 1 foot, and 4 legs. What am I?
One head.
Oh, I know it.
1 foot.
Yes.
And 4 legs.
Yes.
A bed.
Yep, there you go.
Not just, it says here, your bed.
Okay.
I don't know.
That was weirdly specific, but yeah.
Forwards I'm heavy, but backwards I'm not. What am I?
Forwards I'm heavy, but backwards I'm not.
The word heavy.
Heavy.
Forwards, I'm heavy. Backwards, I'm not.
I don't know.
I don't think you guys are going to get this one. No, I wouldn't either. A ton.
Oh, forwards.
Forwards, a ton. Backwards,
not. Oh.
That's a good one. That was hard.
I was trying to think about it, but I was just getting fog.
Yeah.
Like straight up fog.
Cool.
Fuck.
Yeah, so that's,
all right.
No, it was so simple. God damn it.
That was a good one, yeah. That's
so fucking mad at myself.
That was Riddle Time with Matt. Are we going to keep going with this Riddle Time with Matt?
This has been Real Time with Matt.
This has been Real Time with Matt. How many chickens would it take to kill an elephant?
What the fuck? Are we throwing the chickens? Are we stabbing with the
chickens? I don't know. It doesn't give me an answer, so you just got to come up with something creative.
Fucking 12.6 if you shoot them out of a cannon. 13.7 if you stab...
That's oddly specific.
I have one chicken gun.
You have a chicken gun?
One chicken.
Yeah, what if the chicken, like, what if the elephant's standing in a predicament and the chicken, like, scares him and then the fucking elephant falls over and dies, like, falls off the cliff?
What if you poison the chicken and feed it to the elephant?
Elephants don't eat chickens.
What if you feed it to the elephant? It'll eat the chicken.
What if you just put birdseed on the elephant's foot and then put some sort of, like, chemical on the beak of the chicken and have him like peck at the foot of the elephant?
Hey guys, how do you get an elephant out of a pool?
I've heard this before, and I'm mad at myself because I can't think of the answer.
The crane?
No. Wet. When he comes out of the pool, he's wet. It's not really so much as like, oh, how logistically are you going to get him out? It's so much as...
How do you get him out?
Please send us an audio clips and let us know how funny that wasn't.
No, I know. It was terrible.
I'm just kidding.
It was pretty bad.
I'm serious.
I'm sorry. I take that one. I'd like to redact that.
Okay, so you're in a cement box.
You guys couldn't even give me a pity laugh?
No.
Wow, you guys are assholes.
So you're in a cement box, right?
No.
No windows.
No doors.
No way out. The only thing... you have
It's
a table and a mirror. How do you get out?
So we're in the LMB studios.
Yes.
Okay, got it.
So how do you get out?
The door.
No, there is no door. There's no window.
Okay.
You're in a cement box. The only thing you have
mm-hmm.
is a table
mm-hmm.
and a mirror. How do you get out?
You're in a cement box.
Well, first you take the mirror, you break it.
No.
And then you fucking slit your throat.
That's where I was going with that.
Yeah. No. This isn't the dispatcher.
Oh.
So, you take the mirror.
Was that an obscure reference?
It's an audio. Yeah, it was a very obscure reference. Sorry, I just finished the book. It's an amazing book. Everyone check out The Dispatcher. It's a book where if you get killed, you come back.
Oh, okay. It's
a crazy, weird book. Check it out. Right, anyway.
So, like, real life.
You're in a cement box, right? Mm-hmm. With nothing but a mirror and a table. How do you get out? You look at the table. You turn around. You pick up the mirror. You look in the mirror, you see what you saw, you take the saw, you saw the table in half, two halves make a hole, and you climb out the hole.
That was good. That was the best one yet.
I gotta thank my uncle for that one.
Damn. Okay.
That was great.
My uncle told me that one when I was like 12 years old. Never forgot it. That was one of those. I was like, damn, that was.
Damn.
Fucking
that was actually pretty fucking good. I'm not gonna lie.
So
fucking A.
Wow. To change this up a bit, what sport would be the funniest to add a mandatory amount of alcohol to? What
fucking sport? All of them?
Yeah.
All of them.
No, you gotta pick a specific one.
Okay, NASCAR.
Hockey.
Oh, NASCAR. Oh,
fuck, dude. Fuck.
Oh, shit. Every pit stop, you have to do 3 shots.
Oh, jeez.
Right, you start the race out totally sober.
And then it turns into a fucking demolition derby up in there.
Okay.
Jeez.
All right, maybe not NASCAR, but football? Hell yeah.
I'd say hockey.
Hockey'd be rad.
Man. I was going to say base jumping or something, but...
Is that a sport?
Yeah, kind of.
Can you imagine the fucking golf? Sense. Bowling?
Golf?
The World Poker Tour?
The World Poker Tour would be awesome to watch everyone drunk.
So going from the alcohol question to this, which sport do you think they'll invent next?
Ooh.
I don't know. They haven't invented it.
What sport do you think they will invent next?
Shit.
I don't know, but I feel like they're going to change football to the point where...
Extreme Tide Pod eating.
Oh, for sure.
Poop flinging contest.
Who can...
The dwarf tossing competitions.
I wish, but no, that's... That would probably get canceled, and that's a whole other episode that we're going to talk about.
Who can suck a golf ball through a garden hose faster?
Your mom.
I don't know how you know that, but I'm sorry.
How can you not? She's all up in
she's got the She's got the championship. That sport already exists.
Oh, Jesus.
That's fucked up.
Fucking sport.
I can't believe I went along with that. I'm an asshole.
I'm trying to think.
Extreme...
Matt, your mom's probably
dash
a nice lady.
Frisbeeing.
Probably.
You fucking said they're going to invent it. You know what extreme dash frisbeeing is? It's like football, but with a frisbee and shotguns.
Oh, okay. So it's like something you play alongside of redneck surfing.
Yeah.
Right on. Okay.
You got that nice new redneck surfboard, too.
Dude, you guys ready to go redneck surfing?
No.
I did it.
My neck's not red enough for that.
No, but you're brown enough.
Hey, fool, what's up?
Dude, Latinos and
you
rednecks
give him a few modelos, like, he'll be surfing.
I was going to say, Latinos and rednecks are like fucking same thing, just
you're right.
Different language.
We're pretty much there.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I was going to say something racist, but I'm going to refrain from doing that.
Good choice.
I mean, when don't you?
Right, yeah, you've already been kind of...
Aren't you fucking late for the Klan meeting?
No.
He's got to clean his sheets
today. That's tomorrow night.
Oh, okay, good. I'm glad to know.
Yo, did you guys see the, I think it was like Portugal or somewhere,
happy.
Some third world country, had a COVID-19 vaccine mascot.
What?
The actual fuck.
Right? And this mascot was like a little droplet, right? But they bought a costume for this guy to wear. They didn't think about it all the way through. Now, think about the way a droplet of water looks when it just comes off.
Okay.
It's got that round bottom.
Right.
Top comes to a point.
Stretches out on top.
They put a smiley face on that to make it a face. Well, they took that white water droplet off.
Yeah.
Created a mask.
God. Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Gave it to a guy, and then that was just the top, and then he wore a white suit underneath it.
We all know where this is going.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
That was his. That was the COVID vaccine.
Yeah, that's some terrible design, right there.
Yeah, they didn't think that all the way through. It was great.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is bad.
And it was like loose fitting too, so it looked even more like a sheet. Bad. It was so funny. But yeah, that was the. I forget exactly what country it was, but it was super funny. For those that know what that looks like. And in that moment, now that I've actually scared you guys away from talking, should we do a couple more little like riddles, jokes, and then wrap it up? Or should we just wrap it up? What do you guys want
to
do?
Yeah, we can do a few more. We got several more minutes to go on.
Several more minutes. Let's fucking do it. You got any jokes or riddles?
I don't.
Okay.
Do you have any jokes or riddles?
Oh, hey.
Oh, hey.
Joining us in studio
are no
longer
silent
time. no longer a silent partner. Ladies and gentlemen, I think we already said her name in this episode. We're not going to edit it out anymore.
No.
If I can get this clip off of the fucking mic. There we go.
The one, the only, dun, the dun, first dun. Ever
Matt Hickam on the first ever episode of Matt's Not Here.
Let's not talk about that.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What?
Oh, right. What's your name?
Jennifer.
The one, the only, Jennifer.
Oh, right. I was the stand-in, Matt.
Yeah, you were the stand-in, Matt, for the very first prototype episode that we did.
Yeah, before I even met Matt, and I was really scared to meet him.
It was our demo. That's right.
I was like, Matt's going to kill me after he hears this.
Did we ever release that?
No.
Yes.
Yes, we did.
We did?
Oh, yeah, we did. We didn't release it officially. We played it on one of the episodes.
Yeah. I remember
it's
that.
It's not like releases.
I think it was episode 13 of season one.
I think so.
Yeah, it was.
So you said you had a riddle for us.
Oh, right. What do you call a funny snake?
Huh.
I feel like I should know this.
You're the snake guy here. You should know this.
Yeah.
A funny snake?
I got nothing.
I'm drawing a blank over here.
Matt.
Yeah, I don't know.
Hysterical.
Oh, shit.
That's like right on par with the jokes my phone gives me every day.
She's pretty funny.
Did you get that from a popsicle stick? What's going on here?
Maybe.
That's like what you call a cat on the beach. In a Christmas costume or a Santa Claus costume, what do you call a cat on the beach?
The fuck do you call a cat?
On the beach in a Santa costume.
Yeah, what do you...
Sandy Claus.
That was a real pity laugh right there.
That was a straight popsicle stick joke.
That's like on legit, par.
That was on a popsicle
that's
stick.
That's on par with the jokes my phone gives me every day. I set up like a little thing where my phone gives me a joke every day at noon, and they all suck.
Hey, what do you call a bear with no teeth?
A gummy bear.
A gummy
Come
bear.
On. I'm a gummy bear.
All right.
What was that one you told me last night? What's the cheapest meat?
Yeah, the cheapest meat. I've said this on the podcast before. What's the cheapest meat? Cheapest type of meat? Deer balls. They're under they're under a buck.
Wow.
What do you call a belt made of watches?
A ticking,
a waste of time.
I don't know where I was going with mine.
Yeah, I don't either.
I don't. All I thought was clocks ticking.
These are the
I was trying to make a connection.
Yeah, no, these are the kind of jokes that get sent to me every day at noon. They're all terrible, and I love every single fucking one of them.
Here's a good question.
Okay.
What are some fun and interesting alternatives to war that countries could settle their differences with?
Yo, fucking we take our richest person. In the country. Everyone put their richest person in the country, right? Set them at a poker table, and they play war. Card game. They're not going to risk all their money. They're putting half of their money and assets up. Half. Right?
So Jeff Bezos would be
He would still be the richest person in the country, even if he lost.
Oh, yeah.
He would still be the richest person in the country. And if the winning country takes... the losing country's money and distributes it evenly throughout the country to its citizens.
I like that.
And then we have socialism.
That would be what? The spoils of war, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So let's say Bezos wins, Muammar Gaddafi the III's spoils, whatever. I don't know, whoever the fuck. I'm just making up a name that sounds rich and Arab because I'm slightly racist.
Do you hear this guy?
I hear this guy.
You guys know it's the second richest country in the world, or the richest country in the world, so fuck you.
What are we talking about, Dubai?
I don't see color.
Yeah.
I'm colorblind.
United Arab Emirates or
whatever. Yeah, UAE.
Yeah, they're going downhill now.
Right, because there's nothing left. We took it all. It's got oranges in it.
Except we get all our oil from them, so
right.
There's that.
Anyway, so if we were to, take all that guy's, half that guy's money, and then distribute, $1,000 to every citizen, I think it'd be baller.
Hmm.
That would be a good idea. I was thinking like Stratego, or they can play Sid Meier's Civilization V, or
Battleship.
Battleship.
Fucking Rock, Paper, Scissors.
Rock, Paper, Scissors is what I was
thinking. Rock 'em, Sock 'em, Robots.
A quick game of Tic-Tac-Toe. Call it good.
Just one game.
Yeah.
One game.
You remember that scene from Bill and Ted's Bogus Adventure? You know where they were cheating death?
Yeah.
Oh. I can play fucking, what is it? Foot, Cockroach, Nuclear Bomb?
Ew. What?
From that 70s show. It's like Rock, Paper, Scissors. But Foot, Cockroach, Nuclear Bomb. Okay. I used to breed them.
I know. He breathes cockroaches, everyone. You heard that?
Breed.
All right. Well, on that note, we're going to come back next week with, what do we come back next week with?
There's one more.
Okay, one last one.
Right, one last
and then,
one.
And then we got to wrap this up, and we'll tell you guys what we got to come back next week with.
If all the states in the USA were represented by food, what food would each state be represented by?
Okay, so let's just
we're not doing 50 states.
No, but California straight up McDonald's.
No.
No, it just says food, not restaurant, fool.
Chipotle.
California, no. California is represented by a burrito with french fries in it.
There you go.
It's literally called the California burrito.
Yeah.
And Florida is deep fried alligator. There we go. Mm. That's the two states represented within this podcast. And just to be ahead of the curve, Colorado would be a weed brownie.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Thank you, guys.
Spanish, babe.
What?
What about a joke in Spanish?
Luis?
Oh, tengo un chiste.
No hablo español.
¿Qué tipo de pez lleva una corbata? Un pescuezo.
And with that, we're out. Make sure you guys check us out on Facebook at
Matt's Not Here.
On Instagram,
Matt's Not Here Podcast.
Check out our TikTok,
Matt's Not Here Podcast.
Yes, that's
we were
right.
So uncertain. Yeah.
And we're no longer going to be plugging Twitter.
Even though you guys know what it is, but we don't use it. Anyway, next week we will be talking about
our OnlyFans.
I fucking thought we talked about this earlier and planned it, but we didn't. My bad. I fucked us on that one. See you guys next week.
All right. So that's it. Play the outro. All
right. Bye.
Now this is the part where we talk shit on all of our listeners. Nobody's listening.
I know. Yeah. I mean, dude, that one guy with the ear.
Does it even matter at this point? We have what, like maybe
like four listeners? People? Like four people.
And we're telling everybody we have like thousands of listeners.
Well, I mean, we do.
Yeah. So right? Let's just like, talk shit on the listeners we know listen.
Like that one guy with the ear, right? He's got the one on either side.
Yeah.
He's a fucking idiot.
And that Daniel guy and that Rob guy. And
oh, jeez.
That
nasty guy smells nasty.
He does. He smells so nasty. But Yoli, she's pretty cool, I guess.
Is this
I mean,
still,
as long as she still keeps providing us with all the...
Did you hit the button?
Oh, fuck.